Hello, I am Dr. Vasilios Tamiras, and today I'm inaugurating my new radio show, Pax Americana, at the new Caster Studio. The show's focus will be the various global challenges the USA faces and the American response to those challenges. As we have seen the last couple years, especially during the Biden administration, United States faces serious challenges because America has a weak and sick president. These challenges have created a chaotic geostrategic situation. The main challenges, of course, are the Chinese imperialist approach to Southeast Asia, Taiwan, and the surrounding areas. Some we can call it imperialistic, or we can call it aggressive or assertive. Also, we have the illegal annexation of parts of Ukraine, and of course the war that Putin declared or started. And there we have United States that pumps money to Ukraine, but we don't have a clear policy where the money goes, and of course what will be our alliances or support of Ukraine. And obviously many in the United States wants to see Ukraine to remain free from Russian intervention and Russian influence, but however they see that money goes at the wrong hands. In addition, we don't have any mechanisms to see where they going and how they use. Most of the time we see they buy weapons, but also have seen that because also Ukraine is very corrupt, the political system, they use it for their own special needs, political needs, to support certain people. Here also is a division. I'm surprised that the Democrats supported Ukraine. Most of the Democrats, I guess the liberals now, they have found the war in Ukraine as their own crusade, but they want to support Ukraine to resist Russian expansion. Of course, under the Clinton administration, have signed a treaty to support Ukraine and protect Ukrainian borders from any aggression, mainly from Russia. But on the Republican side, we have a division. Some, they want to stop helping Ukraine. They want to negotiate with Putin. Interesting enough, many that they belong even to the Make America Great Again that belongs to the Trump camp. They want to talk with Putin, that they feel Putin and United States, especially Trump, can unite and protect Western civilization. That is wrong. Putin is a thug. He doesn't have any interest protecting anything. He cares only about the Russian interest. And that is the situation there. Of course, now we're moving towards the elections. Obviously, Trump will get the nomination. I don't know if he will be re-elected as president, but he will get the nomination of the Republican Party. None of the candidates that they challenge him, they got any traction, and he is the front runner. Of course, also lately, we had the situation with Hamas that attacked Israel and abducted various Israeli citizens, and we saw on our TV sets the brutality of the Hamas towards the Israelis. And of course, the Israeli government organized, planned, and executed sorts of iron, that they are now part of the northern Gaza, and they have destroyed a certain military post of Hamas. Interesting enough, we found out that we knew it even from before, that some hospitals, they have been used as the headquarters of Hamas. And also there, everybody was surprised how that happened, because the intelligence, the American intelligence and the Israeli intelligence, they didn't know that it would happen. The Egyptians had called the Israelis, said that something will happen. And obviously our intelligence in the United States, I think they have, due to woke ideology, have destroyed their elements of intelligence that they can go out and collect information. The Israelis, after the Abraham Accords, they thought that they have a new era and allow some Palestinians to come and work and so on. That was wrong. And of course, they have their own domestic problems, because even there, the liberals don't like Netanyahu. Even right now, they say only 4% support Netanyahu. But again, we see that how domestic politics play a role, how you lead the intelligence, both in United States and Israel. Of course, again, here we have the Biden administration very weak, and I believe again that, as in Ukraine, that Russia and Putin knew that Biden is weak. Also, the Hamas knew that Biden is weak and did the operation. In addition, we have gave money to Iran via Qatar, and now we know that even Qatar supports the Hamas, and Iran also. We gave that money to we released some money to Iran because they gave us some of the hostages. When Trump was president, didn't need to do that. He got the hostages without giving any money. Biden wants to see Iran as a friend, wants to expand the Obama treaty, focusing on the nuclear proliferation or to achieve nuclear capabilities in Iran. All these elements play a role in the Hamas now emboldened and executed these attacks. However, right now the situation is the United States and two carrier groups in Eastern Mediterranean and to show support of towards Israel. But again, now nothing about a clear strategy simultaneously, that now the Congress managed to pass the bill separating the support of Hamas. Biden wants to give money to Israel, but also to give money to supposed Palestinians, but you know they go to Hamas again, a double talk, and we see that the Biden administration is not committed to fight terrorism and even to support Israel. Israel throughout the years is an ally and a friend of the United States. We have cultural even connections, religious connections, since the Truman administration won't be recognized. Also in that area now, Eastern Mediterranean is very important. We have Greece and Cyprus and Turkey. Greece is part of NATO, Turkey is part of NATO. Cyprus now wants to become more allied with the United States, despite that recently also we found out simultaneously that the Cypriot government was talking to bring closer the United States. They were helping the Russian mafia to launder money from via Cypriot banks. We know that even when the British was in the island, they say you cannot trust the Cypriots. Even in Greece, when I was growing up, they were saying the same thing. You cannot trust the Greek Cypriots. And sometimes even the Turks, they say you cannot trust the Turkish Cypriots, but they have more control over them. But here we have three very important countries that the United States has close relationships. And even I say the three because even now with Cyprus, they have abolished the weapons embargo. They have, since the Bush administration, they stopped air and vessels and military troops and various army units that they was going to the Middle East, they were stopping in Cyprus. And as we see here with Greece, they have strengthened the relationship even since the Trump administration. And even they expanded the naval presence, the American naval presence in Alexandroupoli and port east of Thessaloniki in northern Greece. And they used that port to send military material even to the rest of the NATO and also to Ukraine. And of course, the Suta Bay in Crete, that is very important now with the whole military operations in the Middle East. And for this reason, even they want Cyprus, because again, they view it as another stable base that they can monitor the Middle East. Even they view that since 1957, when even Cyprus was a British colony. But it's very difficult because also these countries have very convoluted domestic politics. Turkey again is another ally who Erdogan moves Turkey to become an Islamic state, and I think will be very detrimental if we lose Turkey. As I said many times, we need to support what Truman view and did between both for Greece and Turkey, that they wanted to keep them under the American consolation. For this reason also they became both of them members of NATO. But now with the Biden administration, that is unclear. And even with Trump meant, they said they like Erdogan, I don't think so. Even he squeezed him one time and Erdogan accepted certain things. But we need to have a clear policy what will happen and not allow Turkey to become an Islamic state. Now, with Iran, as Trump did, that gave order to kill one of the Iranian generals, and the Iranians did not retaliate because he said to them that if you retaliate, I'm going to destroy your ports and your oil industry, and Iran doesn't produce anything else except oil. That means brings all the food from outside, and if they had destroyed the ports, they would die from hunger. But they believe him because, again, it's the issue of credibility. If Biden says something like that, nobody will believe it. Even he cannot say, he doesn't understand what he is. But again, is that how United States restored the credibility of the region. And that credibility was very unique, even when President George W. Bush had sent troops to Afghanistan and to Iraq to liberate from these two brutal regimes, the Taliban and the Saddam Hussein regime, respectively, and received a lot of criticism. Yes, some mistakes happened, but it was a mistake. Even all the defense ministers of the Obama administration said to Obama, do not withdraw from Iraq because a vacuum will happen and our enemies will cover that vacuum. And that happened with Iran, covered the vacuum in Iraq. If we had had a specific foreign policy and defense policy towards these countries, will have a different access to the Middle East. Even with Afghanistan, yes, President Trump had tried to negotiate with the Taliban and say to them, if you do something wrong, I will kill you. He even saw pictures of their families. But we left so abruptly under Biden administration, and even that also gave the green line for Putin and other terrorist organizations to do whatever they like to in Ukraine and in the Middle East. Again, it's the issue of credibility, how United States create or recreate a clear foreign policy and defense policy to take this challenge out. I don't say that we need to attack Russia, but we have the means to roll back Russia and China. As happened with the Yom Kippur, that President Nixon gave a specific radar to the Israelis. In addition, Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the Secretary of State, said, and the National Security Advisor of President Nixon, said to the Soviets, if you help the Arabs, we'll attack you with nuclear weapons. It bluffed, but they believed him because it was an issue of credibility. It was under the policy of the madman under Nixon. He wanted to do it. He did it for Vietnam. That didn't work too much. But Soviets, they're afraid that Nixon, they're close to use nuclear weapons if feels that American interest is under serious threat. Here we don't have that. We have a weak president, the focus on woke ideology, a crazy ideology that has penetrated all the Western world and destroys the Western civilization fabric and also the American fabric. That means United States needs to identify their enemies. We know these enemies and find ways to take out these enemies, some through a military operations, but also some through diplomacy and other means that we have it and we can execute it. But if that doesn't happen, chaos will continue. If the United States decides to adapt isolationism, that even Trump on and off had adapted that, chaos will continue and the tanks will dominate the international system that was created after the Second War by the United States. And it was Roosevelt and eventually the Truman got the whole bulk of that new world that created in order to protect the globe from a global war, for a new world war. And now we're close to have a world war because United States doesn't want to react, doesn't have the plan to react. And domestically also, we because we get tired, I understand it's very tiresome to go out and help other countries or to continuously focus on foreign policy. We don't like that, and we believe that in isolationism. That is wrong, because we see right now, and if that continues, we'll have more crisis and more crisis, and eventually something will happen that we need to react, but it will be too late to react, and we'll have we need to mobilize in order to stop or reverse the action if China does something to Taiwan, or even Russia, or something that happens more serious. I don't say that with Israel is not serious, but more serious that incorporates more states, because even that conflict with Israel can easily incorporate other actors in the region or across the globe, because other states, even Asia and so on, had reacted. Indonesia, the Muslim states, Indonesia and Malaysia has more with Palestinians. So you see all the different nation states reacted and support Israel or the Palestinians, or Australia supports Israel, so on and so forth. That means we need to know and to understand this global environment, how to play, how to massage and to create an environment that will be beneficial for the United States. Well, that is the situation right now. I will continue to talk in the following days and to discuss certain things that is very important, and I believe American foreign policy is very important and obviously connected with domestic policy, but it's very important the American people and even across the globe to understand the American fabric and to understand how United States designs foreign policy and executes foreign and defense policy. Thank you very much.